Although the single pattern of thought, called rule, called class, for de Tocqueville is a given, he, in discussion, might well conclude that if that is the definition, a single pattern of thought, the pattern of thought called class, okay, yeah, that's totalitarian, if that's your definition. But he might also contend, and many with him, that without rule, no civilization. However, I agree with Kropotkin that what we will accomplish as free beings will exponentially exceed in beauty and in health for the earth and for ourselves any achievement the rulers claim for themselves. So the U.S. statesman may claim the totalitarian label doesn't fit the description of U.S. governance because they decentralize management of us. They delegate authority over us to local administrations. And so, the theory goes, avoid the totalitarian label, i.e. that they allow us to be free, quote unquote, locally. I think we can see de Tocqueville is being put to use as we speak to tempt the current generation of youth to forget on whose backs the world system struggles along, to forget that the check for their success is paid by others, those assigned a lower place on the system's sine qua non hierarchy. But what is non-interference locally if thought is controlled totally? You dispute that. Let's have those conversations. Let's test it. We have to get these out in the air, out in the public. They have to be disseminated, these discussions. Power's ability to remain totally hidden, disappearing in the hierarchical structure, and coerced work provides the necessary cover. It's a tactic, and so does localism, by the way. It's a tactic, coerced work is a tactic of supreme control in many ways, not the least of which being that it directs our rage to folks nearby instead of to the hidden few. Buffers. Power has erected a lot of them. And it disappears in its propaganda, as we could hear listening to that little Democracy Now! Snippet, you know, with its constant reference to our leaders, our leaders, our leaders. And it disappears in its privatization, capitalism, and so in the expansion of its reach to the whole globe. And a business news item that I heard recently provided a mini illustration of the degree to which this result is calculated, which should cause us to consider how we can ever begin putting the future we need, putting forward the future we need when we're not using similar tactics. The business snippet was an interview with a man who owned a business called Quality Float Works. I didn't catch what that meant. Who was asked by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to go to Iraq, this was a couple years ago, essentially on a privatizing mission, selling his stuff, seizing earth and converting it into nice, neat figures in a bank account. In this way, the world has been claimed for a mindset. That is, there is a price on everything. Commodification, calculation, utilitarianism. That's the mindset. It's all of a piece. So while this mindset is being systematically planted, inculcated everywhere, what are we doing? What are we doing? We become spectators to our own imprisonment in it. And now we can add to this list that power also remains hidden in the clandestine lethality of its weapons, such that those who are targeted with them cannot organize against it. All of which tacitly, quietly, no noise, control thought And open and uncoerced thought is our backstop against totalitarianism. All of this has ended all chance of an institutional fix, along with that democratic illusion, because we can't confront it, power, openly. Not that the chance ever existed. Once hierarchy and therefore obedience is accepted. Because like all life, our nature is to grow. And by the way, in this area too, they hope to replace the earth, this area of our need to grow, and to have us believe they cause our development. That's why they want rigid control on the development of thought by disallowing it anywhere except in their sanctioned places. Our thought wants to develop. We're not made to stay on the bottom. So forms of compulsion must be invented. Force must be applied. We must be made to obey, compelled to come in. And we accept this precisely because the institutions reflect this.